Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. I am the floor supervisor. Can I have your first and
My first name is Kendrell, K-E-N-D-R-E-L-L. Last name is Shanklin, S-H-A-N-K-L-I-N.
Yes, sir, and I apologize. Can you verify that shipping address, please?
It's 25 Richard Avenue in Wilkes, Connecticut, 06716.
Thank you so much for that, sir. And I've located your account. It looks like here you've already canceled it out with the last agent you spoke with. You have to speak with another supervisor besides the one you were speaking with?
She transferred me over to another supervisor because she wasn't able to help me. I thought she said she was going to speak. I was going to speak to the manager. That was
yes.
My last impression with her.
Yes, sir. I'm the floor supervisor.
Okay.
But you were speaking. Yes, you were speaking with the regular supervisor.
Okay, then. So the issue I have is that I never received the first trial period. And when I looked at it and I originally did the purchase, I was under the impression that it was like 10 bucks for one thing. And then it transferred me over into another thing, and it was like this was with it, and it was like another 10 bucks, and I'm like, all right, cool, I'll do these two. And then I just got lost track with everything else because I haven't been home. I've been working full time, and I never received it. And now I see a charge like yesterday came in for $99.94 for one and $95.94 for another, and I'm just curious to know how all that happened. Especially with a product I didn't receive. And I'm trying to do the 14-day trial period, and they keep telling me that I can't do it and that the charges are final. And I'm trying to see if there's something we can work out here.
Well, yes, sir, I apologize. Yeah, I can assist you, sir. It's just that I do have tracking numbers showing that it was delivered to that residence that you just verified.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know. I mean, I asked my wife, I asked my kids. I get shipping all the time from my job, and I checked all my packages, and I haven't seen anything. I am willing to change the shipping address so you can send it to my P.O. box, so that will reassure me that it will be there, guaranteed. And then I can do the trial period from that day that I receive it.
Oh, well, no, Mr. Kendrell, it's not 14 days from the day that you try it, that you start using it. It's 14 days from the day that you place for it. And that's even if you don't get the product, sir. And the reason why is because you authorized us to bill you after 14 days, no matter what. So it was a 14-day trial period because all you did was pay shipping and handling. So we don't bill you for 14 days while it's in a trial period.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So that's why that last supervisor couldn't assist you with those charges. But as a one-time courtesy, what I can go ahead and do is give you a 50% refund on these last two charges, but you can't be billed or shipped anything else from the company.
I'll take that for you.
And if you can hold for 1 second, I'll try to force
these. Even if I like the product, I won't be able to get it back. I won't be able to purchase it from you.
Well, you can't use that same credit card, sir, or that same shipping address.
Okay, then.
But yes, sir, you can try to go back to the site and place for it. Just use a different email address and
but
a different.
But I can use my name, though, right? And a different P.O. box. I can use my P.O. box instead, or I won't be able to use my P.O. box either now that you have my P.O. box.
I don't have your P.O. box. I never got that information from you.
All right. So, with these products now, can I get them shipped to my P.O. box?
Well, I can't change it because I can't change the account anymore, but I can go ahead and reship it back out to that same address.
Okay, then. I'll pay attention. And you said it comes by United States Postal Service, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Do I got a confirmation number or anything on the 50%?
Yes. Would you like that confirmation number, sir?
Let me see the camera real quick right there. What is it, ma'am?
And what was that, sir?
You said you were going to give me the confirmation number?
Just let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready now.
217-CB-68903.
And you said it was 50%? So I'm only looking at a total charge of $100 roughly?
You said, and what was that, sir? I apologize. I can barely hear you.
What's the full charge now that I'm being charged?
No, what did I refund?
Yes, ma'am.
$46.49 and
$49.49.
And $46.49.
And will those be immediate or?
3 to 5 days, it should be back in your account.
These are 3 to 5?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. And you're going to ship it to 25 Richard Avenue?
You said, what was that, sir?
And they're going to 25 Richard Avenue now?
Yes.
All right, then. I appreciate
it. It should be there in 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 days?
Now, let me explain something to you as well again. When I went and looked up your tracking number for that product that was delivered, first it was delivered just a couple of days ago. It was delivered May 18th at 3:20. And then it says alert. When you go to the USPS website, it says alert. Due to limited transportation availability as a result of nationwide COVID-19 impacts, package delivery times may be extended. Priority Mail Express service will not change. So just to let you, that's me letting you know that USPS is having delays. It doesn't say that package that we already delivered was delayed. It actually says it was delivered already. But I went ahead and reshipped another one out for you, and you can call back in 2 days and we'll have a tracking number for that, and that way you can track this package.
Okay, then I appreciate that. So in 2 days, I call this number, and then I can get a tracking number to U.S. Postal Service, correct?
Yeah, you can get the tracking number from us. We'll have it.
In 2 days?
Yes, in 2 days. It takes 3 to 5 days, so we'll have it 2 days later from today.
All right, then, but I got to be aware that U.S. Postal Service could take longer.
Yes, that's what it says. It has a big alert that says that it has transportation availability is limited.
All right, then. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a great day.
All right, you too.